I started off just kind of thinking about, so I was talking to the Lord just about living by faith. And it wasn't like just, I don't know, it was something that was significant to me, you know, like I was just saying, Lord, like just, I started thinking a lot about that, about living by faith. And then I, you know, I started looking at a couple of things, but where I ended up, which was pretty cool, was around, you know, when you were saved, in the Bible, it calls it like the day that you were illuminated, right? Like in other words, the day that you could see. And I'll bring you there now. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 32. But it says, but recall the former days, and this is New King James Version, but recall the former days in which after you were illuminated, right? After you were illuminated, and that was, that literally means when you were made to see, right? It says, but recall the former days in which after you were made to see, it says you endured a great struggle and sufferings. And it's interesting that what he's saying here is, I don't know entirely everything that they went through, but a lot of these words that are used about what they went through after they were made to see is talking about because of the things that they knew. Right. In other words, the persecution that they went through, the fact that they were made a spectacle. It says you endured after the days that you were illuminated or made to see, you endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches, which means like that you were disagreed with, right, disliked, and tribulations, speaking about persecution. And partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. So in other words, they were growing in the same knowledge, so they began to associate with people that were also ill-treated, right? So they said, you know, it had to do with what they knew, and then it also had to do with what they knew, and it also had to do with the people that they associated with, which basically thought the same way and were learning the same things. And this was let me read the rest of you, and then I'll go into it with you. Verse 34 says, "For you had compassion on me in my chains," Paul speaking, "and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and enduring possession for yourselves in heaven." I like the Young's Literal translation says. It says that you have a better and enduring possession in yourselves in heaven. And actually, some translations don't even include the in heaven part, but I mean, we understand these things, but it says that you had a better and enduring possession in you, right, in yourselves. Verse 35 says, "Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." And then he quotes Habakkuk here, and it says, verse 37 says, "For yet a little while, then he who is coming will come and will not tarry, but the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him." So you know, from the Lord's perspective, when he's talking about his pleasure, obviously he is talking about exactly what he says there about living by faith, right? And when he's talking about doing the will of God, he's also obviously still talking about faith. So what you see in this little bit here, you see the Lord talking about the things that people, the rejection that they started experiencing from other people when they were illuminated, right? After they were illuminated, after they were made to see and they could see clearer, then it says they began to be despised. And you know, part of what I was thinking in reference to this was just like if and I was actually talking to Pastor Mike a little bit on the way here around a similar topic, but you know, when we talk to people and we talk to them from the perspective of Christ and him crucified, right? Like I was just kind of thinking as I was talking to the Lord about living by faith, and I just said, Lord, like how is it? It's just a crazy thing that people find it so hard to accept or to see that, you know, when you look at anything, and we were specifically talking about giving, but when you look at any specific thing that the church believes or has believed for years, you know, but you see it in light of like, what does that people say they believe have to do with Jesus Christ and him crucified? You learn that it has nothing to do with that. It's just something that, you know, traditionally the church adopted and saw a couple of verses and grabbed a hold of it and then just kept going with it. You know, but when you learn the significance of being Christ-centered, when you learn the significance of Christ and Him crucified, you know, I guess at the time that I was thinking it, I was just a little frustrated is probably too hard a word, but I was just, just thinking about the people that have kind of missed out of where we are now. And it was just cool because I really honestly what I felt the Lord, among all of the things that are included here that I've talked to you a little bit about, was basically like the Lord just telling me, you know what, just keep going where you go, keep going the way you're going, and just keep your eyes wide open, right? And then, you know, when I was thinking about that, like with your eyes wide open, you know, I started to try to look for a verse that said wide open, eyes wide open, but that obviously is not the point. The point is that I understood what he was saying because he says, from the day that you were made to see, in other words, you have continued to seek after knowing me. Therefore, you know, I've revealed myself to you and you know me and you've grown to know me more and more. But in other words, keep your eyes wide open, meaning continue to hold on to those things that you have learned, right? Continue to look at, even, you know, like you think sometimes you look at the things, this really the simplicity of what the Lord has taught us, right? Like if any time you look around and you say, Lord, like so many Christians and yet we all think so differently, right? And then the question may come to your mind, like, what makes you think, or somebody can ask you that, like, what makes you think that what you're saying is the right thing? But if you understand that everything that the Lord has taught us and where he's brought us to this point is based on Jesus Christ and him crucified. In other words, that's a confidence that we have. In other words, the surety that you have for what you speak based on the faith that you have in Christ, right? That is based on the surety that you have in him. Anyone else that is talking about any other topic, right, whether it be giving or whether it be baptism or whether it be any of these things, in other words, the traditional things, right, that the church believes, if they are outside of what Jesus Christ provided for us, they have no surety for believing that. They're just trying to, well, but doesn't the Bible say this and doesn't the Bible say that? Well, we don't have a problem with what the Bible says because we can explain what the Bible says based on Jesus Christ and him crucified, because we've understood that the Bible testifies of him, right? The Bible does not exist to teach us baptism, right? The Bible, baptism exists because it testifies of what Christ has done, right? It's just when you look at things backwards, right, you think that you have a good reason for why you believe what you believe. But the awesome thing is for us to continually keep growing ourselves in the way we're growing, and then people that are seeing this, that you would see, you know, when you say that you believe something, what does that have to do with Jesus Christ, right? Because if you think that it is something that God provides for you, but yet you can't pinpoint what you believe having to do with Jesus Christ, or the method by which you think that you can earn it or get it or receive it, has nothing to do with what Christ has done. Like that's a sure indication that the doctrine that you have heard has nothing to do with Jesus Christ coming in the flesh. Therefore, you know, it begins to eliminate those things. And if you think like where was it that we began to deviate from traditional Christianity, right, or traditional Christian teaching, right, was that we stayed with Jesus Christ and him crucified, and we didn't allow anything, right, to deviate us from that. And obviously it wasn't like we started picking doctrines and said, you know, why don't we not believe this one? Why do we not believe this one? Why do we not believe this one? It's just that we continue to grow in the gospel, just everything that the Lord provided for us. And then when you go back and you think about the stuff you used to believe, you're like, you know what, how did I ever believe that? That has nothing to do with Jesus. That has nothing to do with what the Lord provided for me. That has nothing to do, you know, so when we think about everything from forgiveness to giving to how you receive from God, protection, like all of these different things, when you stay, you know, when you stay with your eyes wide open, in other words, like don't close your eyes or allow someone to sideswipe you, right, with some question. You know, when anyone asks you a question, you stay steady on the exact same thing. Like, don't like when he says, don't be moved away from the gospel, that's just stay with your eyes wide open, looking and beholding the same one that you've always beheld, right? So it doesn't have to be some kind of religious, weird, theological response to someone's question. The question in your mind should be the same question in their mind. What does that have to do with Jesus, right? Because if it has nothing to do with Jesus, then you're trying to take me down a road that we don't even have to go down, right? Because if it has nothing to do with Jesus, then why did Jesus have to come to get you what you got, right? I mean, we know the inheritance that we have received, and everything that we have received from God today that we have on the inside of us, everything that is of the kingdom of God, period, right? We have because of what Jesus Christ has done. And without him having done what he did, we would have none of it, right? So in other words, so that means that we would receive no blessing from God, right? We would not be able to partake of anything that is heavenly apart from Jesus Christ, in the same way that there's no way for anyone under any covenant, there was no way for Abraham to receive anything from God if it were not through the same faith that we have today, right? There was no way for Moses or David or any of them to receive anything from God apart from the exact same way that we receive it today, which is by faith in the exact same atonement, the same exact finished work, you know? So when you think about, you know, when you think about living by faith, right? Living by faith, it's just the Lord telling you, you know what? You live with your eyes open. The same exact way, and we touched on this last time, the same exact way that you started is the same way that you continue. Your eyes were open, therefore you received salvation, right? So continue with your eyes wide open the same way. And actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, there is actually a verse. That verse actually probably is not entirely to do. I was thinking about Hebrews chapter 2. But anyway, let me bring you real quick to one verse before we wrap up. And actually, I'll read to you verbatim what the Lord put on my heart, and then I just wrote these things down. But don't lose sight of Christ and him crucified. Beholding my glory to see what you have, not the world that you see. Once your eyes have been opened, continue to live with your eyes wide open. Living with eyes wide open is living by faith and not living by sight, right? So it's just a cool thing. And even when the Lord talks about, right, that we would not sleep, that we would not be talking about even the things that we have by faith, that when these things are not yours, when you're not enjoying these things, that you're just being short-sighted, right? And it's just walking around with your eyes closed to something that you should have your eyes open to. In other words, something that your eyes have been opened to already. And then it is amazing how after your eyes have been opened to the truth of what Jesus and Jesus alone did for us, right? That somehow along the path, you would close your eyes to what Jesus did and get on some other bandwagon, some other way to receive from God, which has absolutely nothing to do with what he did, right? And I know there's a lot of clever ways for people to word things, right? To say, I still believe that it's through Jesus. The point is this, is if you think that anything at all, anything in any form and in any shape, that you receive anything at all from God, apart from the finished work of Jesus Christ, that is an untruth. That is not right. That's not true, right? Because there is nothing that anyone has ever received from God apart from faith in him. Nothing. Nothing that anyone has ever received from God apart from faith, right? I take that back. There are things that people have received, but it has been accursed ground. It was, people have not received any blessing from God if not through faith in him. You know, so when you look at this, you know, and I tell you what, it really has become a real simple thing in my mind that, It's just about what Jesus Christ finished. You know, the simplicity that we have in what we know. Simple, 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 simple. And obviously there's a lot of things that you can learn that are benefits that we enjoy and benefits that we have because of what he's done. But whenever your mind is thinking about differences, whenever you get caught in that thought, and I'm not even saying that it's right, that thought process even is entirely correct, but whenever you begin to think about what other people believe and what you believe, you just allow the Lord to continue your heart on where it's been the whole time, right? Just even in light of our anniversary, right? It's just a cool thing that what we get to celebrate now year after year is growing just more and more in the same knowledge, staying with the exact same thing. You know, there are hateful things that can be said about Reformed Church. There are people that would that want nothing to do with what Jesus has done. But if you think, as this message continues to get out and it gets out clearly, right? Because there are things that we can say in a message that don't reference things that we've been saying for the last, I don't know how many years, that people may not totally understand and they may reject it first. But as people continue to see that every single thing that's taught from here is based on the finished work of Jesus Christ, right? That the intent, and that if we go wrong in anything that we say, it's because it's said apart from the finished work of Jesus, right? So I'll tell you right now, right? Anything that we say that is right is based on what he's done. Anything that we have ever do or will ever say that is wrong is because it's outside of what he's finished, right? So for people to understand and to know, like, what is it that I'm getting into if I begin to listen to these messages? What is it that I'm getting myself into? Is it a cult? Is it not? Is it from God? Is it not from God? It's so simple. Is it based on the simplicity of what Jesus Christ has finished, right? It's the simplest explanation. It's the easiest thing to be able to help people have discernment about what they're listening to. And obviously, the discernment comes from the Spirit of God. But if people like us, right, that have the Spirit of God, it's easy to be able to communicate to them and to say the huge difference between what is taught here and what is taught at any other church around the world, right, is that what we will have in common is if we're teaching things that is based on what Christ has done. So if you believe that you can be saved only by faith in Jesus Christ, then we have that in common. But the same salvation, the same way that we received that salvation, is the same way that we know we received everything else from God, right? The same way that we continue, that we become learners and partakers of what we've received. So everything, every single piece, every single element of the doctrine that the Lord has been teaching us is the doctrine of Jesus Christ and him crucified. So you know what? So when I read things like that, I mean, it reminds me of a lot of things. Even, you know, I talk a lot, many times, even about Ephesians, when Paul talks about the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may be able to know the hope of his glory, what are the riches of the glories of his inheritance in the saints, that, you know, you really see that it is your eyes that had been initially opened, right, when you first believed, when you were first illuminated, and that the hatred and the reproach that the people of that day suffered was simply because of what they believed. And you know what it is that he's talking about. Because he's saying when you first were illuminated, the only way your eyes were enlightened was by the gospel. That's it, right? That's the illumination that he's talking about. Another way to say that illumination is what we were saying, when you were made to see. So when we understand, you know what? Faith is seeing. Faith is a seeing. So what he's talking about there is faith in Jesus Christ. Seeing, right? Illuminated can become almost and has become in our kind of era like a weird, like new agey kind of word, but it just means, right, light. He was light to you, right? You were made to see. The eyes of your understanding, your mind, your heart, right, was enlightened to be able to see. So it's cool when you think of, you know, all these years to where the Lord has brought us, you know, by date to this Friday. You know, it's cool what he's been doing, and we look forward to people continuing to hear and to continue to listen. But what people are getting themselves into is what we're already deep into ourselves, right? A gospel, right, that is based solely on what Jesus Christ has done. And I'll tell you right now, not every single thing that I say and that I think is correct to that. But what the Lord is renewing my mind to and our minds to is just the one thing, right? That every single, the way that we think, the way that we see things in this world, the way that we interpret circumstances and happenings in the world is all based on what he's already done.